Today's shiur is in Masechta Megillah on Daf Vav. We will begin on Daf Hey Amid Beis, four lines from the bottom of the Amid, with the sixth word on the line, Rav Asi. Begins the Gemara. Rav Asi Kari Megillah Behutzel Bar Beiser Ubechameser. Rav Asi had a suffix whether, as the Gemara is going to tell us, whether Hutzel was Mukefes Chami Moshe Shua Ben Nun or not, and therefore, Misafik, he read the Megillah both on the 14th of Adar and the 15th as well. Misafkale, he had a suffix. Imu kafes chami mais yeshua ben nun he eloi. Ikid amr, there are some who say amr Ravasi, that Ravasi said, hi Hutzel, the base ben yamin, Hutzel, which was in the chalik of Shevet ben yamin in Eretz Yisrael, is definitely mukafes chami mais yeshua he. It is mukaf chami from the days of Yeshua, and therefore one would read the Megillah there on Yom Tezvah. Amr Rabbi Yochanan, said Rabbi Yochanan, ki havina talya, when I was a young boy, Amina Milsa, I said something, the She'ilnu L'Sabye, I asked the elders, as we turn to Davov Amir Aleph, V'ishtakir Kavasi, and it was found that what I said was correct. In fact, even though he said he asked the elders and he found that it was correct, yesterday in the Gemara we learned that Rakazu Tveria, that Tveria and Rakaz are the same thing, whereas Rabbi Yochanan is telling us here, Chamas zu Tveria. The Chamas is Tveria. And in fact, the Gemara is later going to slug up what Rabbi Yochanan says, and the Gemara is going to remain that Rakas is Tveria, not Chamas Tveria. However, apparently the elders that he asked the question to agreed with Rabbi Yochanan that Chamas is Tveria. The Lama Nikra Shma Chamas, if the real name of the city of Chamas is Tveria, why was it given, so to speak, the nickname of Chamas? The answer is Al Shum Chame Tveria, because Tveria has in it the hot waters of Tveria, and therefore, because of Chame Tveria, it was given the nickname of Chamas. Now, what, according to Rabbi Yochanan, is Rakas? And by the way, we had all of these cities mentioned in yesterday's daf, from a pasuk in Yeshua, Tser, V'Chamas, Rakas, V'Chinores. So now the Gemara is explaining, according to Rabbi Yochanan, what is the city of Rakas? Zutzipairi. That is actually the city which we know as Tzipori. The Lama Nikrishma Rakas. So why was Tzipori given the nickname of Rakas? Mishum de Medalia, it is elevated, Kiraksa de Nara, like the bank of a river. Rashi says on the top line, Svas Hanor Gavoyim en Hanor, the bank of a river is high, elevated from a river. Af Tzipori, so to Tzipori, Yeshavis Baroi Shahor, it is sitting on the top of a mountain, and therefore it got the nickname of Rakas. Kinneres, what is Kinneres? This is the Yama Kinneres. Zu Ginuser, this is Ginuser. And we know, we learned in the Masechta Brachas, that the fruits that come from Ginuser are extremely sweet, and that's in fact how the Gemara is going to explain why it received, Ginuser received the nickname of Kinneres. V'lama nikra shma Kinneres. The Mesiki Pera, the Peras of Ginuser are sweet, Kikola de Kinori, like the sound of a harp, just like the sweet sounds of a harp, so too are the fruits of Ginuser sweet, and that's why Kinor, it was called Kinneres. So Rabbi Yochanan is the one who told us now that Tveria is Chamas and Rakas is Tzipori, Amar Rava. So Rava questioned this. Mi ikolamandi Amar Rakas lav Tveria. Is there someone who in fact holds differently than what we learned in yesterday's sugya, and the Gemara said v'kaimalon in yesterday's sugya, that rakasu tveria, that's what we hold. So Rav is questioning, is there in fact someone who holds not, like we learned yesterday, that rakas is tveria? I'll bring you two proofs that rakas is tveria, and not that chamas is tveria. V'haki shachiv in nishacha, when someone is nifter here in Bavel, and Rashi says, Kishemes Adam Gadol beBavel, when a chashiv, a person, an Adam Gadol is nifter in Bavel, Hasam over there, referring to Tveria, Safte Lehachi. This is the lashon that they use when they eulogize this Adam Gadol. And they say the following, quote, Gadol hu b'sheshach. He was a Gadol in Sheshach. What is Sheshach? Rashi says that Sheshach is the word Bavel, but we're using the Atbash system. We know that there's a system where an aleph, we flip it for a tav, yes, and a beis for a shin, and a gimel for a resh, and so on, until you get to a chaf gets switched for a lamed. So therefore the word bavel, beis is shin shin, and lamed is chaf. So sheshach refers to bavel. He was a great man, this Adam Gadol in Sheshach in Bavel, Vishem Loy Barakas, and yet he had a name that went all the way to Tveria to Rakas. As the Marsha points out, we're going to learn in our sugi here three different scenarios of people who were nifter, who had a connection with Bavel, and there were three different types of aspedim that were given. So for the person who lived in Bavel and died and was buried in Bavel, that's what they used to say, if he was an Adam Gadol, that Gadol u v'sheshech v'shem loy barakas. The second scenario is the following. V'chimaski aroin alohasam, in the case of a person who was nifter in Bavel, but yet he was buried in Eretz Yisrael, and his Aron was brought lohasam to there, which refers to Tveria, savdilei hachi. This is what they used to say in a hesped. And as Rashi says in the third line, Rashi's girsa was amru hachi, hasabdon and karim b'shvakim b'loshen hazeh, sheyetsu likras hameis. They used to call out, today in Eretz Yisrael they put up tzetlich to announce that there are an Aron is coming from Chutz Laretz. But in those days they used to have people going around in the streets and making the following announcement. What would they say? Oyave Sridim, the lovers of the remnants. And Rashi says, who does this refer to? Oyave Yisrael, those who love the Jewish people, the remnants of the Jewish people. On the side they bring down from the Oruch that it refers to Oyave Tamidei Chachamim, Yoishvei Bebeis HaMedrash Shel Tveria, the remnants of the Torah scholars who live in and learn in the Batei Midrashim of Tveria. Yoishvei Rakas, the ones who dwell in Rakas and who learn, as the Aruch explains, in the Batei Midrashim in Tveria, which is Rakas. Tzu'u v'kiblu harugei oimek. Come out and let's go to the Levaya of those who were killed in the valley. The valley refers to, as Rashi says, the Meisei Bavel Ho'amuka. We've learned many times that Bavel is in a valley. So come out to Mekabel Do'arim of the person who's coming from Bavel and he's being buried here in Eretz Yisrael. So the Marsha says this was the second hesped. And the Marsha points out that the Lashon of here, Haruge Oimek, seems to indicate that a person who lived in Bavel, and we had the Gemara in Ksubis called Hagor Bechutzlartz, Bavel is Kilo Ein Lo Eloka, so there's a person should strive to live in Eretz Yisrael. So if he lived and if he died in Bavel, so it's Haruge Oimek, unless he was killed because perhaps he died earlier than his man because he was living in Chutzlartz. So from this already, we have a kasha on Rabbi Yochanan. Because we see that the Gemara is saying here that what is Rakas? Rakas is Tveria. And Rabbi Yochanan says that Chamas is Tveria and Rakas is Tzipori. So that's the first kasha. The second kasha comes from this next thing. And this is the third type of hesped, as the Marsha is explaining. Kinach nafshid Rav Zeru, when Rav Zeru was nifter. And Rashi tells us on the fourth line of Rashi, that Rav Zeru olam mibavel Eretz Yisrael umei sham b'Tveria. The third scenario was of someone who was born and raised in Bavel, but then he made Aliyah to Eretz Yisrael, like Rav Zeira, and he was nifter there in Eretz Yisrael. So Pasuk Aleihu Sabdina, so there was a certain maspid who gave a hesped at Rav Zeira's Levaya, Eretz Shinur, which is another name for Bavel, the land of Bavel, Harav Yolada, you were the one who conceived and you gave birth to Rav Zeira. Eretz Tzvi, but the land of the deer, which refers to Eretz Yisrael, because Tzvi could mean a language of beauty. Or the Gemara tells us in Ksubis that Eretz Yisrael is compared to a Tzvi, because just like when you take the skin off a deer, and then you don't know how the skin ever fit the deer, because you can't put the skin back on the deer, so too, Eretz Yisrael will stretch. We won't know how it was b'metzias possible that Eretz Yisrael, Asa Lavoi, will be able to incorporate all the inhabitants of Eretz Yisrael. So that's where Eretz Yisrael is referred to, Eretz Tzvi. So you were born, Rav Zeira, born and bred in Bavel, Eretz Shinur, but Eretz Tzvi, Gidlo Shashuel, it was Eretz Yisrael that raised up the delights of, Rashi says, of Eretz Shinur. As you brought Rav Zeira to the world, but we were the ones who were Megadol, this great Gadol Hador, which was Rav Zeira. Oinala Amra Rakas. Rakas says, Rakas, which is Tveria, where Rav Zeira lived, Oive says, Rakas, ki avda kli chamdasa, we have lost our precious instrument, which was Rav Zeira. So Rav Marsha says, this is the third type of hesped. And here was a Adam Gadol who died in Eretz Yisrael, and of course, the Aveda of a Nifter is not for the Nifter itself. The Aveda of an Adam Gadol is for those who are left behind, that they have lost this great Adam Gadol. But again, what's Negeya to our Gemara, we're proving that Rakas is Tveria. So how did Rabbi Yochanan say that Rakas is Tzipori and that Chamas is Tveria? Elo Omar, and on the side, the Masar Shah says, not Rabba, but Rava. Rava says, Chamas zu Chame Gror. Chamas that we learned in yesterday's Sugya, the Pasuk from Yeshua, Chamas does not refer to Tveria, as we've proven. Chamas refers to Chame Gror. Rakas u Tveria. Rakas is Tveria. And Kaimelon, that's what the Gemara said yesterday, we hold like that even though the elders agreed with what Rabbi Yochanan says, apparently the elders were wrong. Because Rakas is Tveria, Kineres u Genuser, Velama Nikrishma Rakas. So now according to the Pshat that Rakas is Tveria, so why is Tveria called Rakas? Shafilu Reikon and Shabbat Malayim Mitzvah Screamat. Even the empty ones who live in Tveria, they're full of mitzvahs like a remite. So the Marsha points out that we would think that the word rakas comes from the word rake, and then it would fit in shafilo reikon and shabbat, the empty ones. But what we would not be able to understand is, how do we see from the word rakas that they're malayim mitzvahs karimayim, that they're full of mitzvahs like a pomegranate? So on that, the Marsha explains that what the Gemara is referring to is the pasuk in Shir HaShirim, ki pelach rimayim rakaseich, that like a piece of a pomegranate is your temple. And from this, the Gemara in Sanhedrin, Daf Lamed Zayin, learns out exactly the memory that we've learned over here. Shafilu reikonin shibba malei mitzvahs karimin. In other words, the rakak, the word rakas refers to the word rakaseich, your temple. And from there, in fact, we learn out, because the pasuk says, pelach rimon. So we learn out that even there we have both things. From that pasuk, we have the reikonin, reikaseich, and we also have malei mitzvahs karimayim, as the pasuk there says, pelach rimayim. Continues the Gemara, Rabbi Yirmiyahu Amar, Rakashma, her real name is Rakas. According to what we learned before, the real name was Tveria. It was given a nickname of Rakas. Now the Gemara is saying the real name is Rakas. V'lama nikra shma Tveria. And why was she given the nickname of Tveria? She yeshevas b'taburi shel Eretz Yisrael, because she lives in the navel of Eretz Yisrael. Rashi says b'mtziyase. In other words, in the middle of Eretz Yisrael. And the Masoret Shas says the next word is Rabba, not Rava. Rabba Omar, Rakashma, her real name is Rakas. Why is she called Tveria? Because Tveria is, we divide that word into two words. Tav Ria, which means Toiva Riasa, that when you look at it, it's good. Explains Toisvis, Shahayusham Ganei Supardesim, that it had very beautiful gardens, therefore it was a beautiful city to look at. The Marsha explains that it refers to the Talmidei Chachamim that lived, as we learned before, that lived in the city. And in fact, in the Yemei Rebbe, the Sanhedrin was in the city of Tveria. So that was the beautiful look of the city of Tveria. Omar Zira says Zira, Kitron zu Tzipori. The city of Tzipori is known as Kitron. The Lama Nikrishma Tzipori. So in fact, he's saying that the real name is Kitron and the nickname is Tzipori. Why was it given the nickname of Tzipori? Sheyoshevis Baroi Shahar Kitzipor, because it rests on top of a mountain, just like you see birds who are perched on top of a mountain, so too the city of Tzipori. As Rashi learned on the top Rashi, the first line on the Amid, Af Tzipori Yoshevis Baroi Shahar. So before we learned that was the Pshat in Rakas, like the embankment of a river. Now we're learning that the word Tzipori is like a bird, Tzipor, that's perched on top of a mountain, and Tzipori, or the real name according to this Pshat of Kitron, is on top of a mountain. That's why it's called after a bird that's perched on top of the mountain. Frag the Gemara, the Kitron Tzipori, are you telling me that Kitron is the city of Tzipori? I'll ask you a question. Va Kitron Michal Kishel Zvulun Havoy. I will prove to you that Kitron is in the portion of Zvulun in Eretz Yisrael. And if it is, then we have a problem. So first of all, how do we know that Kitron is in Chelik Zvulun? Dechsiv, the pasuk says, Zvulun lo yhoirush as yoshrei Kitron, ves yoshrei nahaloil. Zvulun did not drive out the settlers of Kitron and the settlers of Nahaloil. And Rashi says they were part of the Chelik of Zvulun. And he was over, Shevet Zvulun was over, Al Mashamar Kadosh Baruch Hu, Lo Yisachaya Kol Neshama. They weren't allowed to let them live there. They were supposed to kill out all those inhabitants, but rather they let them stay there. Ulahal Lo Yislam Mas, they used to collect taxes from them. So they were over on Lo Yisachaya Kol Neshama. So we've proven from that pasuk in Shoiftim that they did not drive out the Yoshre Kitron. Yoshre Kitron were in the Chelik of Zvulun. Now, here comes the question, but first we have to have an introduction. So the Gemara says, "Vizvulun misraim amidoisiv habit." We find that Zvulun complained on, was dissatisfied with his portion. Rashi says the word midoisiv means almazloi, shenim dadloi mina shemayim, mida sheina chavitzpa. In other words, Zvulun wasn't happy with the lot, with that area of Eretz Yisrael that HaKadosh Baruch Hu had designated for Zvulun, and Zvulun complained to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Shenemar, because the Pasuk in Shoiftim says as follows. Now, if we read this Pasuk, as the Marsha explains, Fakir, this Pasuk is a Milo of Shevet Zvulun, but according to the Drash of Chazal, because Chazal saw with their wisdom that the Torah, that the Navi here is trying to say a Kitrug on Shevet Zvulun, and not a Milo. So let's learn first the Pashup Shot. This was concerning the Melchama of Klal Yisrael against Sisera. So the Pasuk says, Zvulun am cheref nafshe lomas. It was a nation, Zvulun endangered its life to get killed in the battle against Sisera. This is the Mila of Shevet Zvulun. They didn't care about their own danger. They were ready to be Meiser Nefesh. But here's where Chazal understood that the word cheref should not be translated, they endangered, and that there's a mila, because the end of the pasuk is Naphtali al Meraymei Sada. Naphtali is on the heights of the Sada. So the Chazal understood, what are we bringing in Naphtali over here? So the Chazal understood, it's a matam. You know why Zvulun am cheref nafshir lamus? Matam. Because of the end of the pasuk. Mishum. The Naphtali al Meraymei Sada, because Naphtali was al Meraymei Sada. The Netziv, Rav Naphtali Tzvi Yehuda Berlin, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, called his sefer Meraymei Sada after this. In other words, as far as Naphtali goes, it's telling us something great. Naphtali had very high, fertile fields and vineyards. It was Meraymei Sada. That itself was the reason why Zvulun was upset. And the Gemara now understands that the word cheref nafshar does not mean endangered limal yusa, to tell you the mila of Shevet Zvulun, but adarabba. Zvulun, am cheref nafshar lamas. They shamed themselves to death. Why? Because when, as the Gemara continues, Omar Zvulun v'nei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Rabbi Nishloel, la'achyai to my brothers, nasat lam sada sukramim. You gave them fertile fields and vineyards. Vili, Nasata Harmagvois, you gave mountains and hills. I don't have fertile fields. In other words, they became jealous of Meraim of Naphtali under Meraim Mesada. So that, because otherwise, says the Marsha, there's no pshat in what are you telling me, Naphtali on Meraim Mesada. It must be that the Navi was trying to hint to you that I'm telling you something bekitrig against Shevet Zvulun. Zvulun embarrassed themselves to death. Why? Because they had a taina on HaKadosh Baruch Hu when they were jealous of the Meraim Mesada that they saw in Shevet Naphtali when they went to battle against Sisera. They never realized what beautiful, luscious fields Naphtali had, and in battle they saw the luscious fields. Oi, look what HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave to us.
But there was a reason why the Abishta gave them inferior land, because Zvulun is supposed to be by the banks of the water.
We're going to come to that in a few lines in the Gemara. La'achyai nasata lehem arotzois, you gave them lands, v'li nasata yamim menoris, and to me you gave waters, and yamim menoris, you gave seas and waters, that's where I'm located on, but I don't have lands. Omar Loi, Hashem answered Shevet Zvulin, Kulon Srichen Loch Al Yidei Chalozen. I gave it to you, as you just said, for a reason. Because you have the Chalozen, which Rashi says, what does that mean? That Chalozen Oyla Min Hayam Loharim, the Chalozen comes from the sea up to the mountains, V'tsoivim B'dami Tcheles, V'nimcha B'dami Yikarim. And with the blood of the Chalozen, they dye the tcheles and it sold for much money. In other words, I know what I gave you. I didn't give you the fertile fields, but I gave you a parnas in a different way through the chalazin. And that's the thing that makes tcheles bizman hazeh. If somebody wants to hear a very fascinating shiur on tcheles bizman hazeh, please tune in to the OU Radio Ask OU channel under kosher, and you will see Rav Herschel Schachter Shlita's fascinating shir on Tcheles Bezman Hazeh. But Chalozain is a great gift that the Rebbein Shalom gave to Shevet Zevulun. Shenemar, Amim Har Yikro. Nations will call out for your mountain, says Rashi. Mikol haShvatim iskapzu la'arecha. From all the Shvatim, they're going to gather to your mountains. Liknois, as the pasuk goes on, svune tmune choil. As the pasuk says in the Gemara, usvune the covered tmune choil. Those things hidden in the sand. And what will all the Shvatim come to your mountains to get? Three things. Tani Rabbi Yaisi learned. Shvune zechalozin. That refers to the chalozin fish that we just talked about. And Rashi says that sifune, you can also take the sin and change it for a samach. And that means the word sofen. And in the Lashna Brisa, says Rashi, sofen means a dover chashev. So you're going to have these chashev things, which refers to the chalozin. Temune, the hidden thing, zutris. This is the special fish called tris, says Rashi, dog shekoyren tunina. This is the dog that's called tunina, which is what we know as tuna fish. They're going to have tuna fish over there. And choyol, the sand, zuzechuchis levana. That's the white glass, says Rashi, because the sands of Zvulun are more choshev than all the sands of the other Shvatim, and roy leschuchis levana. From their sands, bedavka of Shevet Zvulun, you can make this precious white glass. So you are going to have three great gifts that I gave you to make up for all the fertile fields that you didn't have. Amr lefanav, so Zvulun said to Rabbeinu Shalom, Mimai Dieni, who is going to tell me when people come to pay me? They were worried that maybe people are going to come and steal it. Rashi says, Mimai Dieni Alzois, Lusli Damin. The Bach puts in the words Alzois. Who is going to inform me about this that they don't come and steal it? Amar Loi, Rabbeinu Shalom answered to Zvulun, Sham Yizbechu Zivchei Tzedek. In that pasuk of Amim Har Yikro, there's a part of the pasuk that we didn't mention before. It says Sham Yizbechu Zivchei Tzedek. What are we bringing that up for? In other words, so Rashi explains that Tosfos says the same thing. Tosfos lashon is Geza Loi Mahani Bezevach. They are going to be Makriv Zivchei Tzedek, righteous vachim. An oila you can't bring from Gezel. It's a puzzle as a korban. So just like the korbanos have to be brought from things that are not stolen, so too they can only acquire the chalazin if it's not stolen. Simen zeyeloch. I'm giving you a simen. The korbanos are a simen to you. Kol anoytel mimcha b'loy damim, einem mo bipar k'matria shaloy klum. Anyone who's going to take from you without paying, he will not be successful in his business at all. And Rashi's lesson is kol amoytzi chalozin v'noytel b'loy damim, einem matzliach. He won't be matzliach. Says Rashi, what's going to happen? The dye of the chalozin will get niskalkel, it'll get faded, and the sand will not work at all to make the white glass. So in other words, you're going to get paid, don't worry. So this is all a hakdama to our kasha. Back, what was our whole inyan about? Our inyan was that we said that Kitro is Sitori. So A, we prove that Kitron is in whose Nachla in Shevet Zvulun. We also show that Zvulun complained to HaKadosh Baruch Hu about its lot in Eretz Yisrael. Ve'i sal kedat Kitron zutzi pairi. If Kitron is a pairi, amay misraim amidaisav. Why was Zvulun complaining to Hashem? V'ahav yitzipari milsa d'adifa tuva. Tzipari was a very fertile area. So what's Zvulun's whole time against Hashem? Not only did he have the chalazin and the tris and the white the glass, he also had the beautiful tzipari with its fertile fields. So that must be that a proof that Kitron is not tzipari. And if you'll tell me, okay, tzipari had fertile fields, but it didn't have zavus chovet vash. As Rashi explains, what does that mean? Ha'izim oichlam ta'enim, the goats are eating figs, v'advash naitiv mehen, and as the goats are eating the figs from the trees, the honey is drooping down, oozing out from the figs into, onto the ground, and forming rivers of honey, v'hacholov, and the milk is coming so much from the izim, zov min ha'izim, v'nasim kimi nachal, and it's made like a river of milk, so that's the pshat, it's flowing milk and honey. So maybe you'll tell me that even if they had Sipori, but it was not adequate in Zavis Chol Dvash, that's also not true. V'amir Rishlagish said, L'didi chazilei Zavis Chol Dvash and Sipori, I saw how much there was Zavis Chol Dvash and Sipori. You know how much there was? V'hav yeshisha asr mil, al shisha asr mil, it was 60 mil by 60 mil, which is 4 parsois by 4 parsois. Maybe you'll tell me, okay, very nice, but maybe the brothers had more, but that's also not true. I went all over Eretz Yisrael, and I saw the Zavus Chol Dvash of all Eretz Yisrael, and when you put it all together, of all Eretz Yisrael, it was from the place, it was so long and wide as from Bay Kube ad Akra, Dissel Bakni. Rashi says Akra, he brings the word in Old French port, to the port of Sulbakni. And how big was that area? Esrin Utartan Parse Urka was 22 parsois long. Upusya, and it was wide. Shisha Parsi, 6 Parsi. And 6 Parsi times 22 Parsi is 132 Parsi. And how much was the Zavus Chol Dvash of Tzipori itself was 4 parsois by 4 parsois. It was 16 mil by 16 mil, which equals there are 4 mil in a parsa. So it was 4 parses by 4 parses. How much is 4 parses by 4 parses? 16. So how much is the Zavus Chol Dvash of Tzipori equal to the rest of Eretz Yisrael? 16 to how much? To 132, which is almost 1/8. Now Zvulun is only one of the 12 Shvatim. So it's 1/12, and it almost had 1/8 of all of the Eretz Zavus Chol Dvash, of the entire Eretz Yisrael. It had a total of 16 parsois compared to 132 parsois of all of the Eretz Yisrael. So is Zvulun lacking in Zavus Chol Dvash? No, it even had more than it should have gotten. So what was wrong? What's Zvulun's time against Hashem? So the Chayrin is a riot, and Zipari is not Kitron, because Kitron was in Zvulun, and if Zipari is Zvulun, what was his claim against Hashem? The answer is the Gemara, no. Really, Kitron is Zipari, and it was in Nachla Zvulun. Afal pichachi, shod is a krav madifulei. He had the Zavus Chol Dvash, he had Zipari, but he's still saying, look at Naftali, I'm still jealous of Naftali, I want to have the shod is a krav. Dekonami, dechsiv. That's what we see from the end of the pasuk. V'naftali amorai mesad, deshmami na. That's the proof from the end of the pasuk. And that's the proof, as we explained before, from the Marsha, that it's not saying something good about Zvul, it's saying something derogatory about Zvul. You know why they shamed themselves to death? Because with all they had, as jealous people are, unfortunately, they were still jealous of Naftali Amaroi Me Sod. Continues the Gemara.
Amar Rabbi Avua. They really had more, but and still they were jealous.
That's correct.
That's your point.
Amar Rabbi Avua says Rabbi Avua, the Ikron, the city of Ikron to Aker, which we find in the Pasuk in Tzfanya, which city is Ikron? Zu Kesari Bas Edom. This is Caesarea. Caesarea is named after the title of the Roman emperors, which was Caesar, and they come from, they're a daughter of Edom, who of course came from Esav or Russia. Why is she called Ikron? Shehi Yosheves Bein Achoylois. She is living amongst, as the Marsha explains, the sandy beaches. Vehi Hoysot. Yase Tekua Li Yisrael. She was a peg that was implanted, and she was a thorn in the side of Yisrael, Bimei Yevonim, in the times of the Yevonim. So Ikron was really a Pelishti city. We find in the Navi that it's in the Gvulos of Eretz Yisrael. It was controlled after in the time of the Chashmonaim by the Greeks. And as we're going to learn now, the Chashmonaim overpowered the Greeks, and they took over the city of Ikron. But then Edom came, Rome came, and then she took over from the Chashmonaim. So as long as the Chashmonaim were there, the city of Ikron, Caesarea, was a thorn in the sides of Klal Yisrael. And when the Beis Chashmonaim overpowered the Yevonim, they called it Achidas, the captured Migdol Shir. In other words, it was like a big point in the battle that they were able to capture this city. So it was like the Tower of Shir. On the side, they bring down that really the correct Girsa should be Tsar. Tsur, this is the Tsur, which is the main city of Rome, so it refers to Rome, or others say that the Shadim took it over, and it was Migdal Shad. Amar Rav Yosef Bar Chanina, my dechsid, vasi roisi, dom of mipiv. The Navi Zechari says that eventually even Beis Esav will accept the Rebbeinu Shalom, and they will also follow Hashem. So the Navi says, I will remove its blood from its mouth, v'shikutzav, and its abominations, v'beinshinav, from its teeth, v'nishar gam hu lelekeinu, and she will remain also for our God. What does this refer to? V'asiraisu v'piv, zeh beis b'maya sholahen, this is the house of Bamaya. Rashi says that Bamaya, and the next word we're going to learn, beis galya, these are the names of the Avodah Zarah. The Bach's girsa is beis karya. So these Avodah Zarah are going to be removed. Vishikutzav and Bein Sheinav, and its abominations from its middle of its teeth. Zeh Beis Galya. This is the other Avodah Zarah, Beis Galya Shlet. V'nishar Gamul Elekeinu. What does that refer to? Elu Batech Nesizu Batech Midrash Shav Edom. These are the shuls and the Batech Midrashim in Edom, which in Golus, Klal Yisrael used to learn Torah there. That will remain. And the Goyim will come to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu as well. V'haya. The pasuk continues there in Zechariah. V'ahaya ke'aluf b'Yehuda. It will be like the aluf in Yehuda, the chief of Yehuda. V'ikron ki'yavusi. And Ikron will become like Yavusi. Rashi says Yavusi is another name for Yerushalayim. Says the Gemara. Elu tartiyos. These are the amphitheaters. V'karkasiyos. And the circuses of Edom. Sha'asidim sore Yehuda l'lamed bam Torah b'rabim. That the officers of Yehuda, the princes of Yehuda, will teach Torah to the masses in the amphitheaters and the circuses of Edom. So Rashi tells us that now we have to understand the pasuk, not that Edom will be as the pasuk says, ki aluf b'Yehuda, but ki aluf b'Yehuda really means it will be for the aluf b'Yehuda. And the pasuk is trying to tell us, Rashi says, in Divrei HaMaskil V'Hoya Edom, v'ikron tia beis Talmud bi Yerushalayim. The Rishash changes the word bi Yerushalayim to ki Yerushalayim. Just like Yerushalayim is a beis Talmud, so too Ekron will become a beis Talmud as well. And that which the Goyim used as large meeting places will become used by for the chiefs of Yehuda to teach Torah Barabim. And a marshal of this in our days is when we've had the Siyum Hashas Adaf Yoimi, and we've used Madison Square Gardens and the NASA Coliseum and the Meadowlands. That gives us an appreciation of what this Gemara is discussing.
In the country, in the Castle Mountains, every casino, every bungalow colony, that became the base of Medrash.
Amen. Amar Rav Yitzchak. Leshem zu pamayis. Leshem is the Yarden. Rashi says this is the source of the Jordan River. Ekron te'aker. Now, the Marsha explained before that since the name of Caesarea became Akron, that it should be uprooted, that's why the Gemara said before that they were always a peg takua. They were embedded in Klal Yisrael to give you a different, an exact opposite of what they were. At one time they were embedded, but they're going to become uprooted. Zeh Kizari, this is Caesarea, Bas Edom, Shehi Hoysa Metropolin Shamalachim. It was the mother of royalty of the kings. Rashi says that the word Metropolin is a Greek word and it's divided in two words. Ema Shamalchus is Matra, is Aim. The word Matra is mother, and Poland, Zlosha Shrara, is royalty. So the mother of royalty was Caesarea. What was so special about Caesarea? Ikad Amri de Marbibo Malchi. Some say that that's where kings were raised. The Ikad Amri de Mukmi Mino Malchi. Some say that that's where kings were appointed from there. And now the Gemara says that Caesari, which is Rome, which represents the Roman Empire, the Yerushalayim, and Yerushalayim, they cannot exist together. If somebody tells you both Caesarea and Yerushalayim were both destroyed at the same time, don't believe them. If they say that both were inhabited at the same time, don't believe them. But if somebody tells you that Caesarea was Nechrav, the Yerushalayim was inhabited at the same time, or they'll tell you Yerushalayim was destroyed and at the same time Kezari was inhabited, Tom, and believe it, Shinemar, because the Pasuk says in Yecheskel, the beginning of the Pasuk is Yan Asher Amrat Tsar Yerushalayim, Tsar, which is represents the main city of Rome, said on Yerushalayim, and these are its words, quote, Imola Chareva, that the desolate one, I will become filled up from the desolate one. So you know what that means. Imalayazu, Harvazu. In other words, when Caesarea is riding high, then Yerushalayim is down. When Yerushalayim is high, then Caesarea is down. Rav Nachman by Yitzchak Amar Me'acha, I have a different passage to tell me the same thing. Ulo'oim Eloim Yemad, by Esav and Yaakov, when one kingdom will be up, it will be on top of the other kingdom. Either Yaakov will be on top of Esav, or Esav will be on top of Yaakov. V'yom Rabbi Yitzchak Ma'arik Siv, that's what is written. Yuchan Rasha, that favor Esav HaRasha. Baal Lemet Tzedek, that he did not learn righteousness. What is this pasuk referring to? Amar Yitzchak. Yitzchak Avinu said l'fnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu about his son Esav. Rabbi Yisrael, Yuchan Esav, favor Esav. Amar Lo Hashem says back to Yitzchak, Rashu, how could I favor Esav? He's a Rasha. Amar Lo Yitzchak says back to Hashem. And there's two pshatim now. One is Rashi, one is Marsha. Rashi learns, Baal Lemet Tzedek. Is Ein Adam, says Rashi, Yochel Ulamidol of Tzedek. There's no one who could say something good about my son Esav that he can't deserve the favor of Hashem. Or the Marsha puts it in a statement form, Baal Lemet Tzedek. He never learned Torah, so anything he did wrong, he's a Shoigeg. So why are you so much against him? Or my law, so the Rabbi Shalom answers to Yitzchak, Be'eretz Nechoichos, in the land of the upright, Yavel, he will do wrong. Rashi says, there's two Rashis, interesting. One Rashi on this says, Es Yerushalayim Yachrib, he will destroy Yerushalayim. And the next Rashi, five lines down, says, Kaloimer, Osid Lahachrib Es Eretz Yisrael. He will destroy Yerushalayim, he will destroy Yerushalayim. He won't do it B'shoigeg, he'll do it B'mezit. Amar Loi, Yitzchak responds to Hashem, Im came, Bal Yireh Navas Geus Hashem. Then let him not see the majesty of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You're right. V'yomer Rabbi Yitzchak Ma'arik Siv, Al Titin Hashem Ma'ava Ye Rasha. Please Hashem, don't give the desires of the Rasha. Zamamoy Al-Topek, his nose ring, Rashi says, this is an iron nose ring. The only way to hold this animal in is with the power of the nose ring. Yarumu, raised up Sela. Amr Yaakov, Yaakov, Baruch Hu, Baruch Shlom. Al-Titen le'Esav HaRasha, Tavas Liboy. Don't give the desires of Esav HaRasha what he desires. Zamamoy, his nose ring, Al-Topek, don't take it out. Zu, as we turn to Vavam Beis. Germamia Shel Edoim. This refers to Germania of Edom, says Rashi. This is a shame, Malchus, Vehime Edom. It is a part of Edom. Shel mole heim yoitzen, machriv and kolam kuloi. If you let that nose ring off Edom and you let them go out, they'll destroy the whole world. Says the Vilner Goyen in Yuma Daf Yud. Germamia shel Adam, where the Gemara says Gomor ze Germamia, says the Gra, not Germamia, but Germania, says the Yavitz here in our Gemara, Davov and Beis and Megillah, Germania zu Ashkenaz shelanu, that is our Germany. And we, unfortunately, who have lived after, during and after Holocaust, have seen when the Rebbeinu Shlom let the chain, let the nose ring a little bit of Germania loose, how they would have been able to destroy literally the whole world, and they did destroy 6 million of our brethren. But our Torah remains lo'olam void for Nitzchias. But this is these Gedolim who lived hundreds of years before the Nazis, Yimach Shemam, told us that it's Germania shel Adam, Ashkenaz shelanu. V'amar Rav Chama bar Chanina, Tlas Meya Ketire Taga. There are 300 crown princes, Ike b'Germania, or we'll say it, b'Germania shel Adam. They have 300 crown princes. V'tlas Meya v'shit v'chamishim marzavnei Ike b'Rami. There are 365 chiefs in Rome. And the Marsha explains that each day of the year, of the solar year, another one of the chiefs is the ruler in Rome for that day. Ubechol yom, and each day, nafke hani laham api hani. The 300 crown princes go and fight against the 365 chiefs. Umaktul chad benayu, and one of the chiefs gets killed. Umitardi luuk me malko, and they're busy to establish a king for that day. Who's going to take over the rulership for that day? Says the Marsha, that's their nose ring. You know what keeps them back from destroying the whole world? Their own interfighting. If they wouldn't have their own interfighting of who to replace for that one day, the king was killed for that one day, that itself would have been a goyim for them to go out and destroy the whole world. The Amar Rabbi Yitzchak, a famous Gemara, in Yom L'chadim, a person will tell you, Yogati v'loy matzasi al tamid, that I worked, as Rashi says, b'toira. I was yegeya, I worked hard in Torah, but I didn't find it. Don't believe him. Lo yogati umatzasi, I didn't work hard and I did find Torah, al tamid, don't believe him. Yogati umatzasi tamid, but if he says, lo yogati umatzasi al tamid, don't believe him. But if he says, yogati umatzasi, I worked hard and I found it, tamid, believe him. So all the Mefarshim ask, that how do we understand this whole Gemara? What do you mean, yogati umatzas tamen? If I worked hard, that I earned it. I didn't finding it is something you're not expecting to find, and suddenly you go ahead and find it. So how could it be that yogati umatzas, I should believe him? So the Shevet Sofer brings from his father that this is something that many of us have experienced. Many times we're miyagei on a sugya, we're trying to understand what the sugya means, and we don't get anywhere. And suddenly we get what we call a blitz. Something falls into our head totally different than what we were thinking all along, and that resolves all our questions in the sugya. That blitz is a metziah. So whether there is a case where we realize that it's a metziah, but in fact, what the Gemara is saying is that all our learning, the metziah, all of our learning is a reward for our yegiah. When we're miyageah, then Rabbi Hashem gives us those blitzes of a metziah. We find it and as a schar for our yegiah. So now we understand the Gemara. If a person will tell you, yogati v'loy matzasi, I worked hard, I didn't find it, I earned it. No, al tamen, you didn't earn it. If somebody says, I didn't work hard and I found it, also don't believe him, because you're not zoichet to the schar. If a person tells you, I worked hard, but I realized that after I worked, tamen believed that I found it, that it was a metziah, then you should go ahead and believe it. Now, they also bring down a pshat over here, that the Al-Shikh says pshat in this Gemara, based on the Gemara need the Daflamin of a base. A tinuk in his mother's stomach learns the whole Torah, and then when he gets born, a malach comes and gives him a patch, he gives him a little indentation under his nose, and then he forgets the whole Torah. When a person is miyageya, and he takes off part of his physical being through his yegiya, so then he is zochet to get back that aveda, what he lost after he became physical. When he was still not yet in this world, when he was spiritual, the malach taught him the whole Torah. Then he lost it when he became physical. When he's miyageya, he takes away from his being physical, memela, then he gets back his aveda. There's a sefer that I have in my hands here, which is called Sifsech Chacham Masechta Megillah. It was written by Rav Avram Abba Herzl. He was a Shir Rav, or others called him a Magid Meshorim, in Pressburg, Ira Kodesh, known as Bratislava today. My father, all of a sudden, remembers when he made the galleys, he had the galleys for printing of this Sefer, and he wrote it on Masechta Megillah, Rosh Hashanah, Brachos. It's a fabulous Likut, and all those who are learning Daf Yomi Masechta Megillah, if you can get your hands on the Sefer, it's a very precious one. So he tells us, beauty. He has a beautiful Baldarshan. He says the word Yegiya has two connotations. There's the as we find it in Yegiya Kapecha Kisoichal, the toil, the labor of your hands you will eat. And there's another lashon of Yegiya, not only hard work, but as we say on the Pesach Seder, Yagiyenu Hashem Elokeinu L'moy Adem Achem. May we reach, or we say the word Magiyali. It's coming to me. In other words, I should reach that. So that's what the Gemara is saying. If a person tells you, Yogati, I was miyageya, I toiled, umatsasi, and it was magiali, it reached me. The other pshat in Yegiya, Tamin, believe that those two things go together. Final pshat over here is brought down, he brings it down, the Sefer Hasidim from, the Sifsa Chaman, brings it down from the Sefer Hasidim, Vizel Ushainai, Im Odom Torech Ladas HaTorah Vizel Oilam. If a person is miyageya to learn Torah in this world, even though he doesn't understand it, he learns Daf Yomi. There might be a point in the Daf Yomi he doesn't get right now. He doesn't have the time to be ma'ayin. He will. That's the pshat. If a person tells you yogati umatzasi, I was miyageya. And it's a metziah. In other words, I don't have it yet. I'm still waiting to get that metziah. Mirtz Hashem, you'll find it. If not in this world, the Sefer Hasidim tells us you'll find it in the world to come. Continues the Gemara. Hani mili b'divrei Torah. When can I say that it's a quid pro quo? If your miyagei Hashem promises you'll get Torah as a metziah, that's only by Torah. Avlo masu matin siyatuhu min ashmaya. As Rashi says, yesh yagei aveina maitzi. Some people are miyagei. There is no quid pro quo that if you work, you will get a metziah. You might work and you might lose your money.
And you can be very successful without trying.
That's right. Okay, perhaps that's good.
Both
you're
ways.
Right. Both ways are true. Correct. You could be successful without trying. Good point. Ula divrei Torah le'amar, for words of Torah, we also didn't say that it's quid pro quo. Ela l'chaduli, only for sharp understanding. Avalu ukme girsa, but for remembering siyata min shemayahi. That's a siyata min shemayah. And again, you could be miyageya to remember, and you don't remember. V'yam Rabbi Yitzchak said, Rabbi Yitzchak, Amar Isha Rasha Hashem Sachekes Loi, if you see a Rasha. The simple pshat is the hour is smiling, which means he's having good fortune. Al Tizgar boy, don't antagonize him. Shneimer, the pasuk says, Al Tizkar, do not contend. The Mereim, which means with evildoors, V'loi Oid, El Shadarkov Matzlichen. Not only shouldn't you start up with him, but if you'll notice, you'll see he's being very matzliach. Shenemer yachilu, which Rashi says means yatzlichu drachav b'chol eis. He'll be very successful. V'lo yoyda, not only that, el shezoicha b'din. If there's a court case against him, he will be zoicha. Shenemer. Meroy mishpatecha minegdoi, remove from him your mishpat. In other words, he is zoicha, because it could be he's being rewarded in this world, but he's zocha that his din that should have gone against him goes for him. V'loy oid al sharoya b'sayinov. He looks at his enemies and he sees them being defeated. Shenem are called sayer of all his enemies. Yapiach bam. He will blow. Rashi says he'll just give a neficha ba'al mahinoifa. With a little blow, he makes his enemies fall down. Amy, what are you telling me that you shouldn't start up with Rishon in this world? We learned two Tanoim said not like that. Rabbi Yochanan Mishum Rabbi Shimon Ben Yochai. Rabbi Yochanan said in the name of Rabbi Shimon Ben Yochai, Mutru Lizgaris Rishon B'Olam Hazeh. You're allowed to confront Rishon in Olam Hazeh Shenemar. Oiz Vei Torah Yahalu Rasha. Those who forsake the Torah, they are the ones who will praise the Rasha. But Vishayim Rei Torah, those who keep the Torah, Yizgarubam, they will start up with them. V'tanya, and we also learned in the Braisa, Rabbi Story Bar Masna Omar, Mutru Lizgaris Rishon B'Olam Hazeh. You're allowed to start up with Rishon in this world, and the Bach puts in is going to put in the word Voksiv, as we see further. V'im Lachshoich Adam Loimar. If a person will whisper you and say, and here comes the word, V'hoksiv, what are you telling me that you're allowed to start up with Rishon? What about the pasuk we learned before? Al tischa b'mereim, don't start up with evildoers. V'al tekana b'yisavla, and don't be zealous. That's how the Gemara is learning now the word takane. In those who do bad things, the Gemara says, Mishali ben Nakfer Amarkan, person whose heart is beating. In other words, Rashi says, Hayorim min Averis Shabiyari Amarkan, person who has many Averis, that's the one who's worried about starting up the Rishayim. Ella, you learned the wrong pshat in the pasuk. Al tiska b'mereim, the word tiska doesn't just mean don't start up, don't contend. It can also mean don't compete. Rashi brings a raya from the Navi that it can mean don't compete. And as don't, Rashi says, don't try to einay lush and giri, contending with them. Ela shaloi te'echos b'maso. Don't try to be equal to them. Liois k'mereim, to be like the mereim. But al tikana doesn't mean don't be zealous. It means don't be jealous, I want to be like those bad people. The oimer, I'll bring you a riot at the word kina, can also mean jealous, not zealous. Al yikana lipcha b'chatoim. It says in Mishlei, don't be jealous of sinners, and the pasuk ends, ki im b'yiras Hashem kol hayom. Only with those who have yiras Hashem. Obviously, the pasuk here doesn't mean don't be zealous, because it would be saying, don't be zealous with sinners, but be zealous with the Yorei Hashem. It means, don't be jealous of Chatoim. You know who you should be jealous of? Those who are Yorei Hashem.
But now it's coming out that you are allowed to...
That's the Gemara's Kasha.
You are allowed to fight them.
You are allowed. That's exactly the Gemara's Kasha. Before we said that Rabbi Yochanan said, don't start up with them. And here we have two Monday before the Gemara said that you shouldn't start up. And now Rabbi Yitzchak said that. And now Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Destoy Bar Mosson both said that you should. And for the Gemara, loy kasha, that's not a kasha. Gemara gives a few terutzim. Ha b'mila d'day, ha b'mila d'shmaya. If it's a personal matter, don't start out. If it's something with Ruchnius, with Rabbi Shalom, then you should fight on the covet of Hashem. V'boy same as second teretz, ha b'mila d'day. Both are speaking about your own matters. V'loy kasha, ha b'tzadik gomer, ha b'tzadik shayna gomer. If you're at tzadik gomer, you could start out. If you're not at tzadik gomer, don't start out. Domer Rav Huna. My decision, that what it says in the pasuk. Lo mesamid b'gdim. Why do you look at? Why are you standing there just looking at the sinners? Tachrish, you're quiet. Bivala Russia tzaddik b'menu. When a Russia will swallow a tzaddik who is bigger than him. So we find that a Russia can only swallow a tzaddik. Tzaddik b'menu b'leia. He's only swallows a tzaddik who's bigger than him. But tzaddik gomer ain't a b'leia. If he's total tzaddik, he can't. So male is a chilek. You could start up if you're at Tzadik Gomer. If you're not at Tzadik Gomer, watch out, because the Russia could swallow you up. Third teretz, v'iboy yisei mishom esachekes leishani, that you can always start up with Rishon. But you know when you shouldn't? Rabbi Yitzchak said, im re'isa Rosh Hashem esachekes le. If you see that he has it really, something's really special, he's riding high, everything is going his way, then watch out, then don't start up with him. Then don't start. Omar Ulla said, Italia shall yavon, Italy of Greece, as Rashi tells us, that this was a krach gadol, big city. Shegadol, it was formed because of the Avera of Menashe, the king of Yehuda, because when he brought Itzelem into the Hekel, Gavriel came down and he put a stick into the yam, and around that yam, the sediment grew around it until it became Italia of Yavon. And Italia of Yavon refers to Rome. Zekrach Godel shall roi me, Vahav Yitlasme Aparsa. Tlasme Aparsa, it's 300 parsois. By 300 parsois, a parsa is 8,000 amois, is 4 mil. A mil is 2,000 amois. The Yesh Boshe Sashvachman has 365 marketplaces, Kaminya Maisachama, like the days of the solar year. The smallest of them, Shalmoich Rehavis, is those who sell birds. Vahav Yeshisha Asermilo, Shisha Asermil. The small little place that sells birds is 16 mil. A mil again is 2,000 amos. Buy 16 mil. And a king, the king of Rome, eats in one of the 365 marketplaces. Vahadorbo. And the one who lives, who's a resident of Rome, even though he's not born in Rome, he's given by the government, by the king, he's given a portion, rashes of mazon, of food, mi beis hamelech. That's how rich, the Gemara is describing how rich Rome was, and the Marsha tells us, why is this told to us, that if this is the way the Rebbe Hashem rewards Ivri Avera, it's kal v'char melasid lavai, for tzaddikim. And also, v'anoylid by the one who is born in Rome, af pishen adorba, even though he's not living there now, also, noytel pras beis hamelech, he gets a portion of food from the beis hamelech. Ushloishes alafim bebanayesh, where they have 3,000 bathhouses.
The chamesh meis chalaynais malin oshan chutz l'chayma. There are 500 windows. Some say it's going on the wall, and some say it's going on the bathhouses. If it's going on the wall, the pshat is that the smoke that was coming out, they didn't want it to blacken the walls. So because Rome was such a chush of a place, they built the windows on top of the walls so that when the smoke would come out of the windows, it would go into the air and it would not blacken the walls. See the Echad Yam. One side of Rome is the sea. See the Echad Harmon Gvorth. The other side is mountains. See the Echad Mechit Shabarza. Another side is a wall of iron. See the Echad Chosis. Rashi says that this means Avonim Dakois is pebbly ground, Umetzula, and a swamp. So this is a description of the vast richness associated with the city of Rome. Continues our next Mishnah, Chorus of Megillah Adarishan. If they read the Megillah and Adarishan, Vinasab Roshana, and Bezdin then made the leap year, they added the extra month, Kairin, I saw about Adarishan, they have to read the Megillah over in Adarishan. Ain Bein Adarishan, Adarishan, Elakrisa, Megillah, Matan, Sev Yainim. The reason why they have to read it over in Adarishani is because the only thing that's ma'akev in Adarishan, which you can't do in Adarishani, which you cannot do in Adarishan, the only thing that's ma'akev in Adarishani is Kriyas HaMegillah and Matan Sev Yoyim that are linked to Kriyas HaMegillah. Frey, the Gemara, Hall, Inyan Seder Parshas, Evzah Shavin, it's Mashra from the Mishnah, that concerning the Arba Parshas, which Rashi says is Parshas of Shkolim, Zohar, Pora, and Chodesh, and those are noyeg to be read in Ador, it would seem that you could do it both in Adarishan and in Adarshani. If so, I have a kasha. Mani Maslis, who's our Mishnah going like? Loy Tanakama, Veloy Rab Lazar Rab Yaisi, Veloy Rab Shem Gamliel, not according to any of the next three shitas that we're going to find in the following Brisa of the Sanya. We learned in a Brisa, Chorus, Amagilab Adarishan. And they made another Shani. Karen I saw, but other Shani. We read the Megillah in other Shani. We have to read it over. Why? All mitzvahs that are noyag in other Shani, noyhagos berishin, are noyag in other Rishin. And the Rishonim explain, it means, noyag means that b'di evet, if you did it in other Rishin, you're yaitza. Lichatchila, you should do it in other Shani. But if you did it already in other Rishin, you're yaitza, according to the Tanakhama. Chutz, mimikra Megillah. Mikra Megillah, you're not even yaitza b'di evet if you did it in other Rishin. You have to do it in other Shani. So the Mishnah cannot come out like the Tanakhama. Why? Because in the Mishnah it says there's two exceptions. One is Kriyas Megillah and one is Matanis of Yainim. According to the Tanakhama, the Brisa, the only exception is Mikra Megillah that has to be done in other Shani. The second sheet of the Brisa is Rav Lazar Rav Yaisi Yomer, Ein Karnei Sov Adar Shani. You do not read the Megillah in other Shani. Shekol Mitzvah Shenahagis B'Shani, Nahagis B'Rishon. The Ritva and the Rajab explained that the sheet of Rav Lazar Rav Yaisi is that none of the mitzvahs are knowing in other Shani. He learns out from a Pasuk that all mitzvahs that you, this is the Pshad, according to Rishonim, in his words, all mitzvahs that you, Tanakhama, said should be done in Adar Shani. No, I'm telling you they have to be done in Adar Rishon, the Dafke. So according to him, certainly the Mishnah does not go. Rav Shimon, Gamliel, Mishnah, Rav Yaisi, Af Karnei Sov Adar Shani. The Megillah is also read again in Adar Shani. Why? She called mitzvah Shnagas B'Shani, Ein Nagas B'Rishon. According to Rav Yaisi, none of the mitzvahs are done in Rishon. They're all done in Adar Shani. The Shavim, the Hesped of Atinus, but all these sheetas agree that Hesped of Atinus, Asher Mezebazar, are Asher, Hesped and Atinus in Adarishan, and in Purim, that's Adar Shani. Frank, the Gemara, before we get to the Kasha, before the Gemara explains clearly the Kasha of who our mission is going like, it's not going like any of these sheetas. First, the Gemara tries to understand the Machlokes of Tanakhama and the third sheet of Rav Shimon Gamliel. Frag the Gemara, Rav Shimon Gamliel, Haina Tanakhama. Rav Shimon Gamliel is identical to the Tanakhama. Ask the Sfas Emes and anyone who learns the Sugya, this Kash is a Pelatsuma. What do you mean, Rav Shimon Gamliel is the same as the Tanakhama? They're diametrically opposed. According to Rav Shimon Gamliel, all the mitzvahs must be done in Adar Shani. Right. According to the Tanakhama, all the mitzvahs can also be done in Adar Rishon. The only thing that has to be done in Adar Shani is Mikra Megillah. So there's a vast difference. What's more is Kasha? So the Sfas Emes gives a Doichi Teretz. I saw in the Sefer I mentioned before, Sif Sechamim from Rav Abba Herzl, he says a very nice pshat. The Gemara's Hava Mina was that there, the Gemara thought there's also a machlokes between Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, and Tanna Kamma in Mikra Megillah. On that fret, the Gemara, what's the machlokes between Tanna Kamma and Mikra Megillah? In Mikra Megillah, they say the same. In other words, the lashon of Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel is Af Kairin Isav Adur Sheni. You also read an Adur Sheni. It's Mashmi, he's trying to be mechulik. You, Tanna Kamma, said you don't read an Adur Sheni. I say you do read an Adur Sheni. Fret the Gemara, in that point, Tanna Kamma, Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel are exactly identical because they both hold that Mikra Megillah must be read in Adur Sheni. So the Gemara, so you'll have to say Amar Rapapa, Rapapa's teretz l'chayr, according to, he doesn't explain this as chamel l'chayr, that's what he means, that the Gemara's teretz is you're wrong. We weren't trying to say this machloikas in as far as reading the Megillah. We're trying to say the main machloikas of Shimon Gamliel and Tanna Kamma is other things besides, yeah. And you know what the other things are. Seder Parshas Ikka B'Nayu about the Dala Parshas. Why? The Tanna Kamma Sovel Chatchil B'Sheni Gavad Brishin Other. The Tanna Kamma holds the only things that Ma'akiv in Other Sheni is Mikra Megillah, but Seder Parshas the Dala Parshas. If you already did it in Other Rishon, you don't have to repeat it in Other Sheni. B'Diyevet. Bar Mi Mikra Megillah, except for Mikra Megillah, the Afal Gav the Korbarishon Korbarsheni. That even if you read it already in Adarishan, you must say it over in Adarshani. Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Yossi, Sarra, Fula, Mikra Megillah, Lechatchila, Barishan. That even Mikra Megillah, and Lechatchila here means, the, according to Rishonim, you have to do it in Rishan, and you're not supposed to do it in the Shani, according to Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel Sarra, Afila, Seder, Parshias, Ikar, Barishan, Kar, Barishani. That's what he meant when he said, Kol HaMitzvah Shanoigis, that's what Rabbi Shimon Gamliel meant when he said "Shekol mitzvah shenayegis b'sheni ein noyagis b'rishon." What do I mean, kol mitzvahs? Even dalet parshias. Now that we have explained this chilek with dalet parshias, now comes our kasha money. So who's our Mishnah going like? E Tanna Kamma kasha matonis. According to the Tanna Kamma, matonis of Lev Yoinin could be given in other rishon, and our Mishnah says matonis have to be given in other sheni. So our Mishnah cannot go like Tanna Kamma. Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Yossi, Kashinami, Mikra Megillah. Because our Mishnah says Mikra Megillah must be given on Sheni, and Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Yossi says all the mitzvahs, including Megillah, can be given in Rishon. So it can't be going like Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Yossi. Rab Shimon Gamliel, who we said holds that even Seder Parshias are Makiv, that all the mitzvahs have to be done in other Sheni, Kasha Seder Parshias. So our Mishnah says that only Mikra Megillah and Matanis of Yoinim are Ma'akev and Sheni. And Rav Shimon Gamliel says that even Seder Parshis are Ma'akev and Sheni. So who is our Mishnah going like? The Gemara gives a few truths. Loyal to Tanna Kamma. Really our Mishnah going with Tanna Kamma. The Tanna, Mikra Megillah, the what the Matanis of Yoinim. When he said that what's Ma'akev and other Sheni is Mikra Megillah, he didn't just mean Mikra Megillah, the Tanna Kamma. He meant Mikra Megillah and Matanis of Yoinim, as we've had before in the Masechta, the Habaha Talya. Because the Avyoinim look forward to Mikra Megillah. That's the day they're going to get their Matanis Avyoinim. So it's totally one with the other. If you're Ma'akev Mikra Megillah, then Matanis Avyoinim are also Ma'akev. So he just said Mikra Megillah, but he meant Matanis Avyoinim. So he shtims with, he can be going like our Mishnah. The boy same another teretz. Loyal and Rav Shimon Gamliel. It's really going like Rav Shimon Gamliel. Umasnis Nechsuri Metzuri. Our Mishnah is missing words. Vachitani. This is what it means in the Mishnah. Ain bein arba asr shabbat rishon li yudal shabbat sheni. You know what the whole difference between the 14th of Adar. We're not talking, this is the main teretz now according to this. We are not referring to Chodesh Adar with the Seder HaParshias. That's not what our Mishnah is discussing at all. We're talking about specifically, these are the words we're adding to the Mishnah. The 14th of Adar. Our Mishnah just says, according to our Girsa, ain bein adar rishon lo adar sheni. Now we're explaining it, ain bein yudalid. Lo Adar Rishon, Lo Yudalit Shabbat Sheni, Ella Mikra Megillah Umatanos. But what are they the same as? Halinian Hesped V'Tanis Zevaz Hashavet. Linian Hesped V'Tanis. They're both Usher V'Hesped V'Tanis. The Nafgemina between Yudalit Adar Aleph or Adar Sheni is that you have to do Mikra Megillah and Matanos of Yainen in Adar Sheni. The Ilu Seder Parshias Loi Mayri. We're not talking about Chaydish Adar. Ain't a Chanami. Rav Shimon Gamliel Taka holds that Chodesh Adar is the time when you have to do the Seder Parshas as well, as we learned before. It doesn't fall like our Mishnah. Our Mishnah is not talking about Seder Parshas of Chodesh Adar. Our Mishnah is only talking about the mitzvahs of Yudalad Ba'adar. The only chilik between Adar Aleph and Adar Sheni is Mikra Megillah and Matas of Yoinim. Legabe Hespa the Tainus, they're both the same. If this is the pshat in the Mishnah, then it can even come out according to Rav Shimon ben Gamliel.